We are learning and starting Masechta Shkolim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the only Masechta of Yishami that's part of Daf Yomi. Why is it part of Daf Yomi? It's a good Shaila. Some say because they wanted the whole Seder Moed to be complete, and this is the only Masechta that didn't have Bavli on it, so we put the Yishami on it. It was printed in the Vilna Shas. The Maisa Masechta Shkolim is part of the Daf Yomi cycle, and we're starting Masechta Shkolim right now with the Mishnah. Be'echod ba'adar mashmiyim al shkolim. The first day of Chayesh Adar, the mashmiyim, they send out a achroza, a call, that everyone has to bring the shkolim. What's the shkolim? Shkolim is the machzis ha-shekel. Every yid was mechuyiv to give a machzis ha-shekel in order to buy kabonis for all the tamidim, all the masafim for the whole year. And this way, everyone had a chelek in the kabonis. It's a big shayla in the Gemara if they have to actually give it to be part of get a chelek, or even if not. But in any case, this money was towards the Kabbalah Sivir, and that is how everyone became part of the Kabbalah of the year. And they did this Chumas Halishko, which means they took the money from the whole pile of money, they took it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Adar, a month before, they were Mashmiya Mashgom, they sent an Achrozah, everyone should bring the Machzah Shekel. Vala Kalayim, they also made an Achrozah that everyone should be careful to see if any kalayim grew in their fields. Because now it's right after the winter, and it's very possible different types of zroam got mixed together, and the lacha is klai zroam is asr. So now is the time to check to see if any klai zroam. I can tell me it's too late, it's asr already. The lacha is, if kalayim happens shlei b'chavona, if you oiker it, then it's fine. But once you see it and you leave it there, then it's a problem. So here they made a call, everyone should be oiker their kalayim. That was just chayosh adav. Chamisha asr boy on the 15th day of Adar, karin es amagillah. That's when they lay in the Megillah. We know in the places that have walls from Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, the day of Megillah is on the 15th day. Also by current Megillah of Krachim, Umesaknim Zadrachim, they fix the roads, Ves Arachayves and the streets, Ves Mikvayis Amayim and the Mikvayis, and Pshat wanted to fix the roads and the Arachayves. So they're attacking Chanat and there's two Pshatim. Either Pshat is for the people in the early regal. Now after the winter, they might have got ruined the streets, so they have to fix it. Lekavod the oiler regalim, and pshat number two is because the people who went to Ariya Miklot, that for the people who have to run away, the roitzchim who have to roll b'shoigig, people killed b'shoigig have to run away. Make sure that after the winter, the roads are in good shape for them to run away. And also, same thing with mikvah samayim, they got ruined from the mud, all the mud, so they have to fix it after the winter. But usin kol tzarchei rabim, they do all tzarchei rabim in Adar. Umitzayin and misakvaros, and they put different tzionim on the kvaros, that means signs to show this is a kever, so Kaim's going to walk there. The yotzin af haklayim, the 15th day of Adar, they go out haklayim, means the on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they call out, everyone should be oiker haklayim. On the 15th day of Adar, they go out, and they actually, the shluchi bezim, they see klayim around, they actually be the oiker it themselves. They go out, and they pull out, they rip out all the klayim themselves, if the people didn't do it yet. Zok the Gemara Yishami. V'loma ba'echod ba'adar. Why are you mashmiya on the shkolim? Again, we said that the machzah shekel was a chiyuv in every man. There's a big shayla about noshim, katanim, kahanim, levim. We'll see as we go along on the sugya. But every man had to bring a machzah shekel. And when machriz that should bring the machzah shekel, he said, everyone, Rosh Chodesh Adar, bring the machzah shekel. V'loma ba'echod ba'adar. Why Rosh Chodesh Adar do you give out the call to bring the machzah shekel? Because they should be Yisrael Shekleim by Yonah Islam. In order, they should be able to bring the shekel on time. They have to have it. V'titram Tumas Lishko Mina Chadosh V'zmano. And they should be able to take the Tumas Lishko, which means the Bezdin goes and takes out, the Bezdin Shal Kahanim takes out a certain amount of money out of the treasure room, and that's used for whatever they call it, the Beis HaOitzer, where they keep all the money. And they take out that truma, which means a certain amount of money, to pay for the kabbonis. So you want everyone to be paid up by that time, as many people as possible, to do the trumas lishka b'zmana. And if we give them a month, it takes around a month for everyone to get paid up, therefore you do it a month before. Now, you shall, how do you know Echav Nisan? We'll see in a second. To titram trumas lishka b'nachadosh b'zmana, b'Echav Nisan, in order to do the trumas lishka b'zmana, which is Shcheres Nisan. Now, how do you know when the chi of trumas lishka is? So Umar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Umar means Yerushalmi, means like Omar. Umar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Chumas Alishka Ketchiloso. Chumas Alishka is just like the first time. Ketchiloso means like in the time of the first Chuma in the Midbar. It's the same time now. And the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "Vayhi bechodesh harishoy mishana hashenis beechad lechodesh." It says in the pasuk that "Vayhi beechad," but this is in the second year, the first month of Chodesh Nisan, which is a pasuk in Parash Bakudei. It says "Vayhi bechodesh harishoy mishana hashenis beechad lechodesh." Who came to Mishkan? Mishkan was stood up, so that they had to have then kabbonis. That was the day that they brought the truma. Well, not that they brought truma. They took truma off the money in order to bring the kabbonis. So since the first year they had the Mishkan, obviously it was on the first day of Nisan because that was the day they put up the Mishkan. So from then on, we learn from there. Kitchilasa, it was the first day of Nisan. Same too for Doris. The first day of truma's halishka was on the first day of Nisan. That was the day they took off the money in order to buy the kabbonis. So everyone has to bring the back shekel before that. Therefore, in Mashmiya, 30 days before. Rav Tavi, that's one pshat. It wants to be another pshat. Rav Tavi, Rav Yeshua B'Shem Kahana, he says, different drasha. Nema kan, here it says, chodshe. It says in the pasuk by karbonos, v'niskeyem chatzihen yila parashah shen la'ayal revizim l'kevaz yoyin, zoyis oyles chodesh v'chodshe l'chodshe ashan. That's a pasuk by the Musaf Arash Chodesh. It says, zoyis oyles chodesh v'chodshe l'chodshe ashan. I mean, that's where chodshe here. We have a halon chodshe, and it says in different pasuk, hachodesh hazel lechem roish chadashim, rishon hu lechem lechodshe hashana. So it says chodshe there also. Make gzera shava chodshe chodshe. Ma chodshe shnei mal halon ein manim al nisan. Just like the pasuk of hachodesh lechem, yeah, roish chadash for nisan. That should be the roish chodesh. Just like there means roish chodesh nisan. Av chodshe shnei mal kan. The chodshe says here by musaf of roish chodesh ein manim al nisan. Was only count from Chodesh Nisan. So, what's a drasha? So, we don't see anything about Nitzvah Chuma. We just see that the word Chodesh by Musaf Arash Chodesh means the first month of the year. So, something's missing here. So, that's the more tainus. I'm Rav Yoina. Shavak Rav Tavi, Roish and Masnita. Rav Tavi left over the beginning of this Braisa. Vama Saif, only said the Saif for the Braisa. He's missing the first part of the Braisa. Dal Khan. Dal Kan Kadar, the Tani, you missed out this part of the Brisa. The Tani, look, the beginning of the Brisa goes like this. And this is really the makar to take a truma and to take a truma from all the money. But Zoyz Oyles Chodesh Bechotcho, Yachali Hei Terem Chodesh Bechodesh. Maybe, and the Dash in the Gemara says, Olam Sechtas, that it means Chadesh, be Mechadesh a truma. So maybe do it every month. Yehei Terem Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. Tamon Bechotcho Bechotcho Shana. Some of the month. Bechotcho Bechotcho Shana. Some of the month. One of the months you're tiring, the whole chodesh for everything else. One month for all the month you're tiring. The price goes further, maybe any month you want. You only take off the truma for 1 month. But, and that's you'd say all the other months. Maybe any month you want. So just like the chodesh that says in the pasuk Chodesh Lechem, Ein Manei Olam Nisan, Af Chodesh Neva Kan, Ein Manei Olam Nisan, and that's the whole brisa. Rav Tavi Taina to Rav Yehuda Taina to Rav Tavi left out the beginning of the brisa. But like upon him, the beginning of the brisa goes as always Chodesh Chodesh is the mekar for taking off a chuma. How do we know it's the month of Nisan? We learn now from Chodesh Lechem, Roish Chodashim. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Mahu Mashmim, Vos Meint Mashmim. So we already touched it, but the Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar Machriz, it means he give out a call. Please, everyone bring the Machzis HaShekel. Heich Ma'adat Amar, where's the Makartis, a smachta to this idea of Hachraza? Like the Pasuk says, Vayitnu Koyal B'Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, in Divrei Hayomim, Vayitnu Koyal B'Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, L'Havi L'Hashem, Masas Moshe Eved Elokim HaYisrael B'Midbar. What's Masas Moshe? Masas Moshe is the Machzis HaShekel. You see in the Pasuk, that it says over there, it's talking about by Yoyosh in Malachim Beis. So it says over there, they gave it a call, everyone bring the Masas Moshe, which you see that they made a Achraza in order to bring the Machzis HaShekel. Taman Taninon, which means like Tanan Hasam in Yerushalmi words, Taman Taninon we learned in a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Ain bin ad the region la da shen mikra magilla matas of yanim. When you have a shalom mubaris, that an extra adar, there is no difference in the other region la da shen, everything's the same. Besides, mikra magilla matas of yanim. We'll see it on our base, like there's an issa hespid and tainis on both yudalid adars and tesvav adars. The only nafgim, and no tachman maishi, for both those days. The nafgim, the nafgimina is mikra magilla matas of yanim. Rabbi Simon Meshev Rabbi Shimon Levi says there's another nafkamina. Av shimu hashkom v'klayim b'nehem. Not only is there a difference in Mikra Megillah and Thomas B'Yerim, there's another nafkamina. Shimu hashkom is not Rishayish Ad HaRishayim. It's Rishayish Ad HaSheni. They call out for the shkom on the second Adah, beginning of the second Adah, and also for klayim also. And the reason is Pashat, because you have to bring the Chumah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's a month before, it's the second Adah. Same thing by Kalayim. Kalayim has to do with the time of the year that it's growing. So that's really later in the year, so you do it the second Adah. That's what he adds up. Rav Chelboy, Rav Huna, Rav Vashem Rechia, Rabba, he throws in a memra here, which doesn't really belong here. This really belongs on a base. The memra will repeat it on a base. But he threw in a memra. Hakol Yoitzim Yedal Shuzman Kriyasa. By the way, all walled cities, according to Sman Yamar, if they lane the Megillah on Yud Dalit, on our perm, the halacha is that they yotze. Om Rav Yosi v'yos. He's going back now on the Iker Membra that said the Shemu Hashkolim and Kilayim is on the second Adah, not the first Adah. Om Rav Yosi v'yos. It's tiny and good. Klum Omru Mashmir Hashkolim. Why do we say Mashkir Hashkolim? Look, they should use Hashkir Hashkolim. They should bring the Shkolim on time. In Matoim about the Rishon, if you say to bring it on Adar Rishon, that's what you call out. You know, the Matzias is, when you have too much time, it's not good either. If you have too much time, it's not good either. So here, he's saying, of course you do Adar Sheni, because you do Adar Rishon, not only Adar Rishon, Ad Kedoin is B'Shat HaShitz Yom. You have 60 days in the year to wait. You have 60 days until you can bring it. So if you have 60 days, this ain't going to happen, because you're going to procrastinate, you're not going to bring it. So if I care it makes a lot of sense you do the second Adar. And got the second thing also, that the tzmachim, the plants, should be nicker ready to see if it's kalayim. They're very thin, they're very small, they're very tiny, they're thin. You're not going to be able to recognize them. And therefore, it makes sense that you do it from Adar Sheni. Rabbi Chizkiah Shal. Rabbi Chizkiah asked the question. He says, I feel what you're saying, and the Tiklin Charetin explains that it means that Rav Chizkiah really held like this. He was asking the Olam, do you agree to me to this? Rav Chizkiah shall, Ma'ata, B'nei Bavel, the people in Bavel want to participate in the Machzor HaShekel, Mashvim HaShkol Maresh HaShal Chayrib. They should call out the Hachraza, the beginning of the winter. Why? Because it takes a while. It says, Loi, isn't the reason why we make the Hachraza? They should be a Shal Shekleim HaNoisam. They should bring it on time. They should make it on time. So if you're from Bavel, which is very far away, obviously you are doing the Hachraza from Nisan already, from beginning of the year already, in order to bring it by Nisan. He's saying like this. Until now you learn maybe it's like a Xerus of Kosher, but that was Shchodesh Adah. So then it could have been another Rishon. But now that we're saying, no, it's something, no, Xerus of Kosher. It's 30 days before, because that's how long it takes to bring it. So then it comes out by Bava, which is very far away, you for sure should go earlier. That's what Rav Chizkiah wanted to tie in. So, Hesiv Rab Ulo Kumi Reimano, he had a Sakasha, so I don't agree to this. Vataninon, we learned in a Mishnah. Vataninon learned in a Mishnah, later on this Masechta. B'shloisha parakim b'shana tarmim es alishka. There are three times they do this Trumas alishka, not only Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They do it with Praise Chag, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 15 days before Pesach, with Praise Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, the Praise Chag, 15 days before Sukkos. That's when they do it. So, what do we name on? So, Amalei, Neymar, Elon, the craving Praise of Pesach, Ilan, the Rechaikim, Praise HaTzeres, the Rechaikim, Menhoim, Praise HaChag. Isn't Pshat, why do three Chumas? So he says, you know, isn't the Pshat is like this? Because for the people who are close by, they do Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For the people a little further, they live in a lot, then they go till, they do for HaTzeres. The people live in Bavel, they go till Sukkos. Why do you have three Chumas? He's saying, isn't the reason three Chumas is? Because it takes a long time to get there. So why are you telling me that your Machr is getting a Chayrif? It's not true. Everyone Machr the same time as Chayrish Adah. And it takes longer taka, and that's why we make a chuma on Praise HaChag, which is Rosh Hashanah basically. Amalei, kula ka'achasiba. No, you have it wrong. All the chuma is kula ka'achas. It's for everyone at one time. And the halacha is that the Tikkun Chatan speaks out that we paskin that even if you didn't bring it yet, so the Machzor HaShekel works. The chuma works for you also. Allah osed ligvois, you're gonna pay up. It goes to Mafreya, it'll work. So therefore, they all have a chelik in the Talmud anyway. But that's one way of learning. But the I was saying Tikkun Charetin. Tikkun Charetin says the opposite way. He says, don't do it being far or not far. It has to do with the reason why I do it three different times. I said it right the first time. Pshat is not because when they take a Shkharish Nisan, the Truma, it works for everyone. And therefore, do not worry about people coming far away. We're not worried about that. Kula kaka siba. So the question is, and that's Pshat Bavel, you do from Chayr, if you try to get there on time, The three Trumas are not because we're worried people didn't bring it yet, because it works anyway when you bring it on Nisan. If you're going to bring it, Lemafreya will work anyway. So if you're going to bring your thing, you're coming late, you're going to bring it in the summer, still the Truma or Shkharish Nisan works for you. So why do you do three different Trumas? V'lama omru v'shloysh prakim. In order to make a big pumbi, which means to make a big rash, a lot of noise, and people should realize that everyone has a chelik in the kavanas. That's the pshat. Like the Tikkun Chazan says, pirsum ledava, to make a pirsum ledava that everyone's part of the kavanas. That's what we do. But not because you have to do it, it's not a chiyav to do it to the yitz of everyone.